Welcome everybody. It's
good morning.
Good to see a lot of people here. And everybody's happy to engage with each other, so that's good. Lots of talking. I want to begin our time together today by reading from Daniel chapter 2. Daniel's one of my favourite characters in the Bible. And I want to read, I'm quite sure I've read it here before, but his response to God when God had answered his prayer, when he asked him for, and he got his friends to pray to God to ask for wisdom and understanding of the king's dreams. This is his response. Then Daniel praised the God of heaven and said, "Praise be to the name of God forever and ever. Wisdom and power are his. He changes times and seasons. He sets up kings and deposes them. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. He reveals deep and hidden things. He knows what lies in darkness, and light dwells with him. I thank and praise you, O God of my fathers. You have given me wisdom and power. You have made known to me what we asked of you." And we come to God today too, don't we? And we want to draw on his wisdom, on his light, on his understanding, and for ourselves like David did. And we know we can have a witness here of Daniel to that God answered him and his friends. And so let's join together this morning and just come before the Lord and ask him for his blessing with us. Father, thank you that you answered Daniel all those years ago, that you answer us when we call out in our need. Father, we realize there's just so many things that we don't understand about your wonderful world, about you, yourself. And Father, we ask that you would give us your wisdom, your understanding, your knowledge, that we may grow in our understanding of you and our love for you and our love for each other. Father, we ask that by your Spirit you would come and rest with us this morning, that your peace would be on us, and that we would know your presence with us. Father, for we are needy people, and we come so often burdened down with things that we can't carry on our own. And so, Father, as we come before you this morning, we offer you these back to you, that you may help us to carry them, to see our way through, to rise up in victory and power in your name. And so, Father, we ask that you would come now in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's sing together "Who You Say I Am." And God has chosen us. It's who he says we are is what's important. Not what other people say about us, or perhaps what we think ourselves, but what God, how God sees us, is what's important. So let's stand and sing "Who Say You Are."
Who am I that the highest King would welcome me? I was lost, but he brought me in. Oh, his love for me. Thank you.
Father, we thank you that we are indeed a child of yours, that there's a place in your kingdom for each one of us, that you have specially prepared for each one of us. We thank you for that promise, for that knowledge. Father, thank you that you have made us your children. There's nothing that we have done ourselves, but by your grace, by your love, you have worked for this right from the beginning of time. Thank you. Father, today we want to thank you for Bob and Merrill too. We thank you that you've healed Bob of an allergy this week. And we pray for their ongoing health of both him and Merrill, that your blessing will continue to be in their lives.
Yes.
Father, thank you. Father, we turn our minds to those who are ill at the moment and sick and have other problems. Father, we know them in our hearts and we name them before you now. We ask that your healing will be extended to them too. Father, that they would know your peace and your presence. Oh God, we just thank you that you are ever present with us. We thank you that you have enabled us to create new life ourselves, and we thank you for newborn babies, and we thank you for the Prime Minister's new arrival. We pray for your blessing upon that child and all children who have been born in New Zealand this last week.
Yes.
Father, may they know love, may they know that they are cherished by their parents. May they know your blessing in their lives as they grow. Father, help us to never forget the young ones and to abuse them. Father, we pray that in our country, our land, that the abuse of young children would cease, that you would help us to find wisdom and ways to prevent this from happening. Father, we know that you have given us this life and it hurts you when you see this sort of thing happening, the things that we do to each other. Forgive us, we ask in Jesus' name. Father, we come before you today and bring ourselves to you. All that we have, we offer to you, which isn't much, but you have called us your children. And so, Father, as your children, we want to obey you. We want to go out for you and to acknowledge you as our Father. Help us to do that this week, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, it's good to see one or two people return from other places. Yeah. Good to see Bob and Merrill here as well. You'd perhaps expect that earlier in the week. We heard you'd had a few difficulties with things, so that's great. And it's good to see everybody. Now, has anybody had any birthdays or celebrations this week that we can acknowledge? Yes, we have a birthday here, Catherine. She's acknowledging that, so that's good. Congratulations. Yeah, and I'm not sure whether we mentioned this, but Glenys was whispering in my ear that you had done very well in some of your exams too. So, yeah, you not only have a birthday, you've got other things to celebrate too. So that's incredible. It's great. Anything else that anybody has to celebrate and wants to share? The other thing is, if you could think about it, if you've had any response from the parcels that went out the other week, perhaps you can share that. But first of all, we'll pray for Catherine. So let us pray. Father, we thank you that for Catherine, that she's part of our church family here. We thank you for her smile and for her willingness to participate with us here. And we ask for your blessing, your continued blessing on her. We thank you for that you've given her the abilities that you have to do well in her exams. We pray that you would continue to bless her in her studies. And you would bless her and her family. In Jesus' name. Amen. No, there's no little box under here to like my kicker. This. Anybody got anything to share about the boxes that went out? Or
a big thank you to everybody contributing to those 12 packages that went out. One recipient said, "What have I done to deserve this?" It's a great way to meet and greet some new people that we may not have met otherwise.
Right.
So I hope it was appreciated.
One of the ones that Sharon dropped off, we arrived home to find 8 trays of walnuts.
They've been reciprocated.
Not that the walnuts are very good, but
the thought was there.
The thought was there.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Brick house,
Mackenzie's
place.
Oh.
She was overwhelmed and she said, and I said, "You're not obligated to come to church." But, it was just that contact with her, and she was very grateful.
Right, good. Anybody else got anything else they want to share about the week or what's going on or
yes,
anything?
Yes, yeah,
Paul.
Yes, I would just like to thank you all for your prayers while I was under the weather. And yes, it all happened very quick, and but it cleared up pretty quick, and I just thank the Lord for that. Mm-hmm. And I thank their neighbors, especially. And yes, Lord, you are our Savior. Mm-hmm. And I just thank you, and for all the doctors and nurses, I just ask your blessing on them.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Perhaps we could just have a little time of prayer for anybody who wants to pray and give thanks to God just for what's happened this week. If we, perhaps just as part of our worship and our offering, thanks God, we take our offerings up now, and then we can all just have a time of prayer as we present those offerings and give thanks to God at the same time. So perhaps we have the offering taken up. Thank you. prayers. But those who feel thankful to God and want to dedicate the offering and give thanks now, please feel free to pray.
And God, we just thank you for your connectedness with us through the family that we have around us in this community.
Lord, and I thank you for the bonds of family, the strength that there is in family, Lord, when we go through grief, when we go through times that are testing and trying, that, Father, that bond in family, that unity and love, Father, is what helps carry us through.
Lord, for those boxes and for every person who received them, Lord, may there be an imprint of love that's on that, that's come from the hearts of people in this parish, and that there might be that connectedness. Lord, that they'll not just see the church behind it, but they'll see people who are the church and are representatives of King Jesus. Lord, touch their lives, we pray.
Yes, Father, thank you that you, for all that you have given us. We offer a small portion back to you today, but we know that we want our lives to worship you, to be representative, a positive representative for you in this world. We give you our all.
Yes, Lord.
And Father, thank you that you love us. In Jesus' name, amen. Now there's a couple of notices that we've got here. There must be some Spans magazines out in the foyer, so that's the Presbyterian National sort of newsletter publication, so take one of those if you want to, or at least have a look. Session meeting on Thursday. We'll just got to sort out what time it will be on Thursday. But so maybe John, myself, and Doug have a talk about that afterwards. I think all the other notices are probably in the newsletter that Judy put out.
We've got one for our women's group. They're meeting on Thursday at our place at 2 o'clock.
Ethel's
is offered to, you know,
if
she'd share something
about her
travels.
Right. Yes. Very good. So it's 2 o'clock on Thursday at your place.
Yes.
Yep, right. So different turns, so that's good. And that's all the notices, is it?
Yep.